This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today following the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Tianjin. During a special briefing in Tianjin yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri confirmed that the Prime Minister will first address the SCO plenary session before meeting President Putin. Misri said today the Prime Minister will be addressing the plenary session of the summit, where he will outline India's approach to fostering regional cooperation under the SCO umbrella. After this engagement, he is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with President Vladimir Putin of Russia, following which he will depart for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Tianjin in China yesterday. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Modi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas and reaffirmed their commitment to cooperation based on mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही है। हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के हित जुड़े हुए, इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा।
On economic and trade relations, the two leaders recognized the role of their two economies to stabilize world trade. They highlighted the need to proceed from a political and strategic direction to expand bilateral trade and investment ties and reduce trade deficit. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Modi also met several other world leaders, including presidents of Maldives, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and the prime ministers of Egypt and Nepal. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu today to review ongoing rescue and relief operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts and floods. He will review the situation in Katra, where landslides along the Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route have caused several deaths. Our correspondent reports after his arrival at Jammu, Shah will head directly to Raj Bhavan, Jammu, to chair a high-level review meeting to discuss and assess the flood relief measures. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Karnataka and Tamil Nadu from today. The President will grace the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the All India Institute of Speech and Hearing at Mysuru today. On Tuesday, she will attend the 120th Foundation Day celebration of City Union Bank in Chennai. The President will also participate in the 10th convocation of the Central Universities of Tamil Nadu at Thiruvarur. Oil marketing companies, OMCs, have said that the price of commercial LPG gas cylinders will be reduced to ₹51.50 effective from today, following the revision of the 19 kg commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi, will now be available at ₹1,580. And that's the end of this news bulletin.